I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. F-Mark, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh shit!
Said go loud. I went loud today. It is Friday night, 7 o'clock here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. It is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And this is Nine Inch Nails cover song.
Ooh, it's pretty. No, man, you're doing it wrong. You need to give the shocker.
You had to look. You had to look at your hand to figure out how to give the shocker.
Yeah, I do.
That's so fucking gay.
It's because it's my left hand.
Oh. I don't use my left hand much. It's busy working the mouse.
Exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night live with Spankwagon Radio. If you're listening to us syndicated or on the podcast, well, it isn't quite so live,
and
but it's just as good.
Loss.
Just as good.
Just as good.
Just as good.
Nothing's as good as the live broadcast.
Well, won't go too far. Don't want to alienate our syndicates or our podcast listeners now,
do we? Of course
not,
but everyone knows when they can tune in and listen live.
It's always better. All right, folks, we got a fucking full house.
Hell yeah, baby.
We haven't had a full house like this in a while. So let's start off. Let's say hello to our engineer. You there? How about now? Try that again. Who's the badass engineer in the world? Thank you very much. Are you okay there, Murphy?
I told you,
you didn't need to bring all that fucking shit
no,
in.
No. My power cable got hooked and got unplugged. But just in case anyone missed it.
All right.
Back, chicken.
Damn. Tons of people. And you guys are like, oh, fuck my ears.
Always great. I love watching the newbies freak.
All right, so here's what's going on. For the next 2 hours, you're going to be listening to us live. If you're live or archived or whatever. We've got a bunch of ways you can play along. We got a full studio. So maybe we'll have a nice round-robin discussion type deal going on today. Who knows? Something of a difference. Better than sitting staring at your ass all night.
Come on, I'm not that bad looking.
Will you quit surfing already?
I'm not surfing.
Such
I'm bringing up, the chat room.
Such professionalism.
Look, I love the boys in the chat room.
Well, there's only four of them, so we need to make sure we're recruiting.
Oh, everyone's getting on there because everybody knows how to get to the chat room, don't they?
Yes, they do. And if they don't, what they can do, first off, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. That'll bring up our webcam, which is live now.
Woo-hoo!
I'll even show you how full our studio is. You can also check us out if you're leet, irc.slashnet.org. Pound. LV rocks, for those of you who are leet.
And have never kissed a girl.
Exactly. Now, other ways to play with us. First off, you can give us a call anytime during the show. 1-866-587-6257. Just throw that out there now. We'll throw it out there 100,000 more times. Local Vegas, 383-8120. We are going to attempt the Skype again tonight.
Oh, Christ.
Let's hope this fucking works.
You forgot to hook up the doll. So
It should fucking work.
It should work. Okay, so we've got everything unchecked and things aren't muted.
Everything shouldn't be running. We should not have any more issues with the fucking Skype. But if you want to get a hold of us through the Skype link, it's Spankwagon. S-P-A-N-K-W-A-G-O-N.
Really? So ingenious. Never would have known.
You know, I mean, it was... I'm just pleased that it wasn't already registered.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, that's one thing is when I register this shit, I'm like, oh, please. Then again, I think to myself, other than me, who in the fuck is ever going to say, I need Spankwagon as a username?
Well, I don't know, but look what I... Do you remember that link I sent
you
earlier today?
Yeah, you sent me the link to Spankwagon.com that was coming up. The thing is, I've been looking at the .com for, you know, ages, and I was just never... I don't know. Spankwagon.net always seemed to be better. I don't sell anything. I guess I just look at .com as more purist.
Would it be nice to bring up the .com and have as a redirect to the .net?
Meh. Don't need a big... No, big deal to me.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's pretty much all I hear out of you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I got an idea.
All right.
You can suck the peanuts out of my shit. You know why? I got my personal security here tonight.
Yeah, okay. Let's first, I got to do the mic, figure out who's on what mic.
Okay.
So, say hello.
Hello.
Okay,
hey,
so
there
Gorilla,
we go.
Gorilla's on three.
With his busted wheel.
Yeah, I didn't see crutches. I thought you were all crippled. The way he was talking, he was nursing you.
No, I got my
whipping out his tit and everything.
He sucked me dry. Can't you tell this one's a little deflated?
I noticed.
Nah, Gorilla's...
Now, okay, so we got Gorilla on three. Let's try you on four.
You guys disturb the
You're on
Oh,
three.
There we go.
Five. So Chief is on five.
Big Chief Wazoo.
Big Chief Wazoo. The pro wrestler. Nice.
Oh, he got his name a little differently, but...
Well, anything with Wazoo and a former Catholic. Anyhow, we'll get onto that in a minute. I should say he got onto
former
that a
Catholic
long time ago.
Priest.
Well, yeah, Disneyland fun. That means you should be on... Why are you on mic four and you're on the boonies?
I don't know.
Look at that. There's Akari out in the long distance zone.
Now, I got to ask this question of Akari. You showed up here before 7.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to talk to you about that on Sunday?
Hell no.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. That's all I needed to know.
They fired his ass before you even had a chance to.
I'm sitting here. I look. I see you walking. I'm like, okay, cool. Akari's here. Wait a fuck a minute. He works till 7. Huh.
No.
Do you think I'm ever off the clock?
Not now.
Not right now anymore. Yeah. All right, so here's how it works. Fuck. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you.
And by the way, you are on internet radio, so you could say the most foulest thing ever.
Yep. Now remember, when you do speak into mic, you have to get up on it like it's
a big black cock.
Now, our former priest here, he should know what that looks like. And the gorilla, imagine you're the priest. I guess that's the best one for it. Now, those of you in the past that have heard us joke about it, the priest that Trencher slept with at Disneyland, yes, he is here in studio.
Yes,
I still feel violated.
That's because I snored so loud I kept
Holy
everybody
shit.
In that hotel awake.
Yeah, but I think the people who are keeping us awake was Murphy here banging his girlfriend
in the bathroom. No, I was banging her in the bathroom, not in the bed.
Screw that. It was here. Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh,
That's probably the faucet sink.
Wait, uh-oh, what? Did you fall out?
I don't know. Seriously, we didn't have sex in that bed. But let me say something.
You turned the tub blue.
Yeah, that was...
You turned that damn tub. Like, oh, look, we got bathing salts. And I'm like, what the
they're
fuck
They're not
is
bathing
this?
Salts. They're bath bombs. But here's the thing, though. We very well could...
like a little Smurf.
Like a giant Smurf, you ass monkey. You know, no, here's the weird thing
with
about
a little
that.
Purple hat.
That's fucked up.
Thank you.
Wow. Actually, I don't have to have Ambien to have sex in my sleep and not recall it. Apparently, that's been the big thing lately. I've been climbing up on top of my wife and requesting sleep in the middle of the night and not even knowing it.
Requesting sleep in the middle of the night?
Requesting sex in the middle of the sleep, excuse me.
Wow.
As long as you're not falling asleep while you're driving.
No, I'm perfectly awake during the day. It's when I go to sleep, who knows what I'm doing.
So,
I used to have a real bad sleepwalking problem when I was a kid, so I guess it's coming back. But only through my cock.
Great. You're going to find yourself like dick in the refrigerator one morning. Like, what the fuck? How'd I get here?
Either that or Ferris going to be hanging off of it.
Okay, I just have one, question. I really do. I have one question.
Go for it.
Why is there a big-ass butt plug behind you?
I don't know. Brought it in.
That's yours?
He brought it. Well, see, what he did is the first week he co-hosted, he sat on it and tried to get himself nice and comfortable.
I don't know why. A couple times.
Okay, you got to understand, right now, we're the world famous, or world infamous in some cases, LV Rock Studios has been host to shows such as Putt Up, hardcore porn shows come out of this studio.
Hey, why are you wearing sunglasses? We're inside. What the fuck, you Dom Likas, or Likas all of a sudden?
Tom Likas.
I give a fuck. What are you, Tom Likas? Get those fucking things off.
No, man, leave the glasses on. We don't want to see where he's staring. He might be staring at your cock. He is a Catholic priest, after all.
He's staring at that butt plug and licking his lips.
Yeah, you know, he's the first one who noticed the butt plug. We don't normally have guests who notice the butt plug.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
The fucking
not even the cheesecake chick acknowledged the butt plug until two-thirds of the way into the goddamn...
I can't see how anybody could miss that thing.
Seriously?
Apparently you can't. You're going to go home and miss it.
In defense.
You're going to be like...
In defense, it does look like a goddamn fire hydrant up there.
It does. It does. But you're going to miss it when you go home. You're going to be thinking about that big-ass red butt plug all night long.
While he's fisting himself.
Okay.
Grampino.
What? Is there anything you want to share? No, there's nothing you need to share with us.
Moving on.
Wow. Okay, so, shit, let's do this one more time. Everybody, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Lines are open. 1-866-587-6257. 338-8120 local Vegas. You can Skype in Spankwagon, all one word. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat.
Spankwagon.
So you can join us in the chat room and see what's going on in the studio.
See our full studio.
Yes, our very full. Ringer's off.
Who has a cell phone?
Who called?
It's off.
Can we call him?
Can we call him back? Who was it?
I turned it off.
Oh, it was you turning it off. Okay.
You don't want to call the wife? Nice. We can call her on the air.
Wait,
do you know how many times I've done that?
Negative ghostwriter.
He's married?
Yeah, no.
Well,
close enough.
One says yes, one says no.
He's close enough.
Close enough. All right. So, boy, I don't know where to start. How was your week, by the way?
You really want to ask?
All right. I think we already have a clue.
Having sex with his wife in his sleep. How do you think it was?
Let's see. First off.
Question is, was his wife? But did his wife bother to wake up?
Two nights ago, I'm chasing the dog around the kitchen.
Oh, that's who he was trying to have sex with. That's it.
Nah, fuck off. I'm chasing the dog around the kitchen, and I trip over by the sliding glass door. When I do, the middle toe on my left foot, I hook it on the little piece of metal for the lock at the bottom of the sliding glass door, catches my toenail, tears it straight from the top all the way down to the bottom, and then all the way over to the left.
Okay.
Blood everywhere, torn up toenail, whatever.
Okay.
Bunch of personal shit with my wife and my ex-wife. And now, here's the real fun thing. You guys remember the story of my, you know, gigantic kitchen renovation?
The renovation that was due to the water leak.
Is that the one with the scorpion or something else?
No, that's... Oh, we'll tell the scorpion story later, how I was a complete pussy at 11:30 in the evening and had to have him come over. But now my wife was in the laundry room, looks up in the corner and sees, you know, that looks a little discolored. There's some black and blue patches up there. Yeah, we've got a condenser leak in our air conditioning unit in the roof, and it has leaked water into our into the roof of our kitchen.
Nice.
Roof of our laundry room. We have mold in the laundry room, and we have water damage in the top of my son's closet.
So basically,
this wasn't
house.
A Centex home, was it?
No. This is a Richmond American home. And now they have to seal off our...
You know, I love the fact that they have to give a brand name to a house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't live in just a house. No, people don't live in a house anymore.
I live in a KB home.
I live in a Syntex home.
Gorilla knows all the shit about all these construction guys. He can tell all the dirt, man.
It's a bunch of crap.
Are you the only legal on the site?
Pretty much.
Okay.
His job is to pick up the illegals.
You're immigration? You work for immigration?
No. He picks up the day laborers.
You pick him up for the work. Got it.
So they have to seal off our laundry room.
Can I get in the truck, man?
They have to seal off my son's closet. When they do that, the mold spores only get released once they cut the drywall.
Yep.
So they have to bring up the negative airflow machines, which means we're going to have two jet turbine machines up in our upstairs. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that on Monday. They're putting us up in a hotel.
I almost want to say, I wish I could introduce you. Wish you were here when Dr. Bob was here, because he's a mold and spore expert.
Wow. He's a mycologist?
Yes.
Wow. Look, why you got to be the expert? Why you got to show?
He's actually a PhD.
Oh, even better.
Well, even get better. Get him on the phone. So maybe we'll have to get a hold of him. Give you some advice and information.
Nice.
All right, so...
So what happened to your week?
My week. Actually, my week went really, really well. Even including Wednesday. As you know, I've been having problems with my wisdom teeth. My left side wisdom tooth was, like, just in pain. I had nothing left but the crown around the outside and straight down into the nerve on the inside. Ow. Well, I finally got out on Wednesday. Finally went to the dentist, had both of my bottom wisdom teeth pulled out, and I showed up there, and I'm like, well, if you don't have to put me out, great. If you have to put me out, whatever. You know, I'm good either way. So they decide, since it's so close to the nerves of my jaw, they want to put me out.
Ooh.
No problem. No big deal. So I get knocked out. Procedure, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to bore you too much with the details.
Did the wife drive you?
The wife drove me home. She took the day off from work. On the way home, I asked her like a dozen times whether or not I had stitches in my mouth. Like, did they have to go that far? Every time she answered, I asked 5 minutes later the exact same question. I was still a little loopy. So we get home. I'm like, you know, I am loopy. She says I'm loopy. I must be loopy. I'm going to go to bed. And I just sleep off what I got to sleep off. But I think ahead. I'm like, well, all the numbness in my lower jaw is going to wear off. So I might as well take a Motrin. Just take a Motrin. When it starts wearing off, the Motrin will still be there. It'll just be nice and smooth right into Pleasantville. Well, my wife gives me a pill, gives me a little bit of water. I go to sleep. I wake up 4 hours later. I'm like, 4 hours. Wow, I must have been really groggy. So I go downstairs, get some like chicken soup, something to eat, just something, because I'm starving. I haven't eaten in over a day and a half. So I eat a little, and then all of a sudden I start getting nauseous. I'm like, what the fuck is this about? So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go back upstairs and go back to bed. 4 more hours pass by. So I've now slept 8 hours of my day away. It's now like 6 p.m.
She didn't give you a Motrin, did she?
She didn't give me a Motrin at all. I went down and I'm like just looking around the counter, and I look at the counter and I see my Vicodin down there on the counter from when I had my root canal. I'm like, honey, what is this, the pill that you gave me?
She slipped you a Mickey.
She slipped me a straight up Vicodin and I was out.
I hope she at least got some for her effort.
She didn't get anything because, man, there was nothing to be had.
Anesthetic with a Vicodin chaser. Holy shit, you might as well just done heroin.
You know, and that's pretty much what I was thinking at that point.
God.
So my whole day was gone, and then here I am. I got to work the next day at 6 or 7 in the morning, you know, because I'm not going to take a fucking day off for any tooth problems. That's pussy.
That's why you get that shit done on Friday and you have the weekend off.
I don't. Last time I had a root canal, on the day I did the show, it really, really was annoying because I kept clicking on the fucking temporary cap.
Yeah.
So that was really annoying to me. So I just had it done in the middle of the week. But anyhow, so here I am. 2:30 in the morning, I'm like, I got to force myself to sleep. Do I take another Vicodin or not?
You always take another Vicodin.
Not if it's going to knock my ass out of guaranteed 8 hours.
It was 4 hours, remember.
Then you take two.
I call out sick the next day. But I just forced myself to sleep. So that was my Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
Not a very fun time. Because I hate being knocked out like that. It just drives me nuts.
I don't give a fuck anymore.
Knocked out at doctor's offices when I have to go, you know, any surgeries or procedures. Dentist, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
If they have to knock you out to put a camera in your ass, that's not a camera.
Well, I got the pictures. It sure must have been. I smiled.
An alien space probe.
Or a Catholic priest. Sorry, I had to do it. I had to do it.
So, all right.
Oh, gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, I don't know where we want to go. We can go to a first break and then have a nice longer second and third.
Let's do that. Let's take a first break now. Okay. That way we can have a long segment. Do you want to do first music?
I got first music. Right. I always got first music. So why don't we go ahead again in studios. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yo.
It's Gorilla. That hello. Was Chief. I don't know who that third person was.
I have no idea.
You know, and you're really asked out because Ikari can't hear anything that's coming over the board.
Nope. He can't hear the music. Oh, wow. He can't hear the music beds.
So we could do all kinds of mean shit.
So if anybody wants to call in and purposefully rip all over Vicari, that number would be 1-866-587-6257.
Yeah, why not?
I think the burning in the corner over here is hate.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit.
That'll give you cancer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next song is a blast. And I got to say, we are having a ball up here tonight. And when you're ready, and...
Shabba-doo, shabba-dee.
Shabba-dee, shabba-doo.
Check them out, check them out.
Hey, yo.
Which one of you schnooks took my rhyme book? Look, give it back, you wiggy whack. With your ticky-tack claws, didn't touch you at all. I didn't touch your hand, man. You know it's all cool.
You sold a few records, but don't get slick, cause you used a cork back to get those hits. Yeah, you've been in the game, your career was long, but when you really break it down, you only got two songs.
MCs are like playing pigeons when I'm shooting skeet. I trust you, I'm cool, and might drop some feet. Your people call yourselves MCs, but you're garbage, man. Taking out the trash when you pull out the pen.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Coming in. Now, I read about you up on page 6. They was trashing your ass, it said you're getting dissed. Now talk about your face, now don't get pissed, but I suggest you see your dermatologist.
I keep the hot sauce hot, not mild and weak. It's gonna burn your mouth until you wet your beak. I got billions and billions of rhymes to flex, cause I got more rhymes than Carl Sagan's gonna turn on that.
Your rhymes are fake like a Canal Street watch. You're hearing me and you're
oh
like,
oh my god, it's Sasquatch.
But I'm walking on water while you're stepping in shit. So put your sewer boots on before your ass gets lit.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Sucker MCs, it's me they're resenting. In the animal kingdom, they call it presenting. With the dipsy doodle, the kitten caboodle. The truth is brutal, your grandma's cuckoo.
Kings County is my stomping ground. The Albany Square Mall, Brooklyn, downtown. So don't ask me to whine and dine ya. I'm from Brooklyn, you're from Regina.
You're like Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam. You're just yelling wild and wonder who I am. Or with those lights you're telling, you like Toucan Sam. My style's impregnable like a Hoover Dam.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you. And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Wow, what a loser.
Oops, I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spangwagon Radio.
Let me get everybody else turned back on here.
Howdy, boys.
Good evening.
Welcome back. All right, so here's what we're going to do tonight.
I think Akari's looking at porn over there.
He must be, the way he's talking.
Is that gay porn?
Oh, he's looking at text porn. He's reading forum.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
No, it's the BBC. Sorry, guys.
You liar. It's the script from Brokeback Mountain. Don't fucking lie.
No, right. That's on
I'm
the BBC.
Sorry. I just want to grab some nuts.
You want to grab nuts? That's all I heard when I was writing my notes here. Wow. I just hear him go, I want to grab nuts. Why did we let him in?
I can't really tell you.
So here's what we're going to do in the next few bits or a few moments. We're going to kind of do a round robin because this is the first time we've had an ability to do a round robin conversation in a long ass time. First, I got a bunch of topics here. So why don't we just cut to one that I know you're just chomping at the bit to talk about. You just love this one.
Oh, yeah.
You're a huge fan of Opie and Anthony.
I am a massive fan of Opie and Anthony.
And just today was announced that CBS has fired Diamond David Lee Roth.
It's not official yet, but the announcement's supposed to come Monday. But
I figured you're going to play your music. See, this is where you punch in your music cue.
Oh, you want? Oh, Jesus! I totally
I gotta train this bitch.
I just farted too.
Oh God! Oh.
Yes, David Lee Roth.
Holy shit!
God damn.
Yeah, David Lee Roth was fired in the middle of his shift, apparently. He was doing his show. They went to a commercial break. They fired him and sent him home, and they played music for the rest of the show.
How did? What a way to go.
Well, you,
Sammy Hagar songs for the rest of the show. That would have been nice, wonderful slap in the face.
Here's the problem. David Lee Roth has been just a bad choice. I've heard him. It's bad.
Look, Adam Carolla, horrible. David Lee Roth, horrible. The only one that's actually getting any play out of this is that dude out of Chicago.
Who, Mancow?
No, Mancow is not. Okay. We're all getting it. Thank you, Murphy.
Nice.
Mancow has nothing to do with this. Mancow hates his life right now. Because his popularity is waning ever since the mid-90s.
I haven't heard the Chicago guy.
But there's a guy out of Chicago that I guess is doing just fine because you put a Midwest guy in the Midwest, he's going to do
gonna
fine.
Be happy, yeah.
You know?
Corolla's getting slaughtered by, was it Mike and Bean in L.A.? Mm-hmm. He's getting destroyed by them. Well, they fired
Adam Carolla is not funny.
He is funny. The problem is he's trying
perk
too
up anytime,
hard.
Guys.
He's trying too hard to be edgy. That's the problem.
All right.
You.
He sucks.
Thank you.
Yeah. There
that's
you go.
Gorilla with his massive insight. You're not even up that time in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I have to confess, I don't listen to any of this because you know if it's before 10.
Could you get on that mic? That.
Yeah, get on it like it's a big cock.
You
know, you can turn the little thing and lift it and get it positioned better.
Oh, really?
Little thing.
So,
I think
just,
you know
just
how
like
to work
you showed
a mic.
Me, right?
Yeah, like
knob it.
Okay, sure. Hits the back of the throat.
Okay, that's
so. Anyway, so yeah, they fired Diamond Dave in the middle of his shift.
Right,
and it's going to be announced Monday, and Opie and Anthony all but admitted it on their show. we got to label these. I got to bring the labeler in and label these.
Yeah, okay, just let me. Okay, everybody done fucking with their mics?
I haven't touched it.
Okay,
so here's
all
the deal.
All we heard is this.
Here's the deal with ONA.
We're professionals.
They were fired from terrestrial radio for the whole sex for Sam incident.
You know, and the thing is Opie and Anthony really didn't do anything?
No, they didn't do anything. That's the thing.
It's their callers who did it.
But
so
even
CBS, the same people who were hiring them back on were
the
ones who fired them.
Well, it wasn't them originally. It was Infinity Broadcasting that fired them. And then CBS bought Infinity like 6 months later. But they kept them in their contracts for 2 years, mm-hmm. specifically so these guys wouldn't go to another station in New York or Boston and compete directly with Howard Stern over the air.
Right.
Now, you guys have heard me talk about Howard Stern and how badly he's fucked over the boys. I think I even played that audio of him on Sean Hannity, didn't I?
Yes, you did, where he basically said he will censor people who go against him.
Yeah, exactly. He'll use any means necessary. So so now they've gone to XM. They are the original shock jock pioneers in satellite radio. And they had their show for 18 months here on XM. Well, not here
on XM.
On XM. And it's been an amazing show. That they didn't bring all their fans with them. It just wasn't going to happen. Stern, 90% of his fans didn't come with him to Sirius, which is really kind of crazy.
It isn't because, I mean, most fans of Stern are going to be casual fans. They're not going to be hardcore fans.
Mm. You know,
like these DJs want to say. You know, I mean, from our own experience, We have our hardcore fans that are in our chat room or in the message boards or on the site. They're hardcore. They're going to follow us anywhere.
10 years ago,
Not going to happen.
10 years ago, 60% of his audience would have gone with him.
Oh, yeah, probably.
10 years ago, but it isn't 10 years.
Well, you have to think about the technology, too. I mean, how many people, you know, have XM or even Sirius right now?
I think quite a few people. I mean,
they have quite a few,
but...
Yeah, but how many people are there in the U.S.?
That's the U.S. U.S. Those are U.S. numbers.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Is that subscribers or is that units?
Yeah.
That's subscribers.
And how many of those actually listen to Howard Stern?
That's a good question.
You know, I mean, you go from having a set amount of frequencies to, you know, 100 different channels, let's say. You know, so we're going from, let's think about this. FM dial has what? We go from 18, 88 to 108, so that's only 20. We have to do, you're only looking at maybe about 15 different stations.
And half of those are, yeah.
Well, don't forget, now there is that HD radio that allows them to do three broadcasts per frequency.
But that doesn't... No, that's three simultaneous broadcasts, because if you try to play one show on one bandwidth, let's say, mm-hmm. put another show on another, you're going to get them both kind of interacting with each other.
Yeah.
What it is, it's audio quality based upon the bandwidth. Okay. So,
shut up, monkey.
So...
I think gorillas smoking pot
Simeon
over
bitch.
Here.
All right, so here's the thing. You're not going to get those listeners. You're not going to get people party along. But what is going on with ONA then? Well, if David Lee Roth is fired and they're bringing ONA over, what's going to go on with their satellite deal?
This is apparently how it's going to work. Full details will be disclosed Monday, but what the understanding is the guys will broadcast from 6 a.m., and this is all Eastern time, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. will be FM-only broadcast. Oh, not FM only, excuse me. That'll be dual broadcast, which means it'll have to be FCC friendly. They'll have to clean it up a little bit. And it's kind of interesting. They've been playing with this over the last couple of weeks where the content hasn't been the issue, just their language. So all they have to do is clean up their language, and the stuff they've been doing is perfectly allowable. Bad taste, although it's bad taste, is still legal.
Right.
After that, though, from 10 a.m. to noon, apparently, will be XM only broadcast. They're going to do 6 hours a day.
You know what? That's a nice amount of time.
I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
Oh, trust me.
Now, remember we tried to have you give up the word fuck for 40 days during Lent? Yeah, that didn't
work. Not going
to
happen.
Not going to happen.
But these guys are FCC-friendly DJs. All they have to do is clean up a little bit. Now, CBS will have their own guys working a dump button.
And you know it's going to be like a 20-second delay.
Easily 20 seconds.
They have a monkey over at Fox 5.
Really?
They're the ones that push the button. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I've seen your studio. I was watching the news today, and they panned over your newsroom.
Nice.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so we saw
you
the monkey.
See the monkey? Oh,
we saw
you
the
did?
Monkey.
Okay,
we saw the
cool.
monkey.
He's some bald-headed dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
I hear he's the night director.
Oh. Ouch.
Slings coffee.
Don't talk about
poo.
Max that way.
Slings so coffee O&A. Instead of poo.
Flings coffee. So, ONA will be doing... A weekly show, and at first it looks like...
So
it
you
may
mean
be,
a daily show?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, a daily show, and it looks like it will also be... There's some sort of TV deal that's being talked about now as well.
Now, here's my question. If Opie and Anthony are really big in the East Coast...
Huge.
You know, when they are, I mean, what's going to happen? Is it going to migrate back west? Are we going to see Adam Carolla get fired? Are we going to see this guy in Chicago get fired?
Well, that's a good question. They're going to start with these 8 markets and then move forward. Although I'm already hearing rumors that Adam Carolla is going to be fired for that Mike and Bean team out of L.A. because they're supposed to be huge.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I would really like... I mean, I'm going to hear ONA no matter what. I have an XM radio.
Right.
But I would really love to get... everybody I know on that, just get the wow stickers everywhere and just spread the virus, because the Opie and Anthony show is probably the single funniest thing
I love
thing
how
I've
he talks
heard.
Up their show way more than he ever talks up Spankwagon.
Oh, that is bullshit. You don't even hear me talking scary. To people outside. How long have I been trying to get Gorilla on the show?
This is the first time.
Well, fuck you, monkey. I've been trying to get you on the show for weeks.
I just heard about this today.
Wait, we're on the radio?
What?
Who's that dude in the corner? What's up, dude?
There's more hate over there.
Yeah, that's the angst corner.
That's the angst corner. Hey, wait a minute. I have a question. We've got Red Rum in the chat. We've got Josh, some dude named Choi, B&M. Where the fuck are all my... Where's Stitch? Where are the Fox FM guys?
I don't know. I saw him on today.
God damn it, Stitch. You better get your ass in the chat room.
So that's a little bit of the Opie and Anthony stuff. Anything you guys want to bring up? Because I got tons of stuff here. You were talking about something during the break.
Yeah.
What were you...
During the break, you know, I was brought up the... This little thing about all those kids going around Las Vegas and beating the fuck out of people.
Give us some background on that.
Okay, well, check this out.
Because not everybody listening is from Vegas.
And, you know, I'm not going to say this to be racist. I mean, you can just look at the webcam. I am of the brown persuasion as well. However.
Tanning booth? Tanning booth is a race?
No, spray on. But, however, you have a group of African-American teenagers going around beating up.
Ooh.
Wow.
Going around.
When did RoboDick come back?
You do realize what part of the city we are in right
now.
Oh,
yeah. That's, okay. That's, yes, we do.
Okay, anyway.
It's not like I'm out here out on the corner pulling a Kentucky Fried movie. No, I'm just doing it over the radio.
So all they're right. going around, and they're just miscellaneously just beating up people. They ended up, the first attack was at MGM, beat up a security guard, broke his jaw and his collarbone. And, I mean, if you look at the video. And
they
it's
are
been,
whipping him with a belt.
Yes. Not only that, they're stomping him. I mean, the first attack, the guy just jumped him right from behind.
Yep.
You know, tried to escape and everything.
Little dude in his golf cart. They beat the fuck out of him.
Well, check this out. They beat up another person at MGM, apparently. And then they went over to the west side. They shot somebody. Held up a liquor store.
Okay,
like
whoa. Now, I have not heard about shooting anybody.
Yes, there was a shooting incident.
Let me get that. Hold on. Because we may have to call shenanigans.
Yeah, because I've heard about the fact over on Craig and MLK. They did also in a Walmart parking lot beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. And a Walgreens.
So. Yes.
And a Walgreens. But I've not heard about the gun incident.
There was a shooting out in the west side of town.
Is it shooting related? Because I don't see how you can have a bunch of people going on a melee and then someone brings out a gun and not shoot one of their own. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's why I never stand in front of Chris whenever he has any kind of projectile weapon.
Or my penis.
Wow.
Talk
anyways,
about a t-shirt.
No, okay. So what I want to know is, the police have already caught a few of these suspects.
Yeah.
And they're actually ending up being just kind of middle class kids. You know, these are kids that didn't live in the ghetto. You know, these are kids that are getting good grades. These are kids that just got cars. I mean, their neighbors say they're always nice, they're always helpful. What the fuck? Why are these kids just all banding together and just beating the fuck out of people? Is it just a bunch of African American kids going around saying "Let's beat up Whitey"?
I mean, it's possible, Carl.
I blame video games.
Okay, no,
now hold on.
Come
here. The
on.
Only link I can find, and I found the news story where two additional suspects have been arrested. But police say the same group of attackers is suspected of beating a tourist around 30 minutes later outside a nearby Travelodge motel.
Okay,
but I'm not finding anything on a.
Here's
shooting.
The thing: there was a shooting at the Barcelona.
KBVU.com.
Okay, there was a shooting at the Barcelona, but that was not a related
gunman
incident.
And security guard wounded in shooting. I'm seeing
that was
that
not
one
a related
too.
Incident. You know, you're shooting blanks on this one, sir.
What? No.
Shenanigans. Why get your broom.
Okay, right Ikari started it off. You say video games. Why would you say video games? I mean, you may have been saying smart ass, but.
I'm being a smart ass at that point. I mean, they're fairly well-to-do kids. I mean, they're not, poor ghetto trash, but they're middle class.
Right.
So.
You see the area they've gone around in the city. I mean, they have transportation. You know, what ghetto kid has, like, a car that works? Yeah.
That isn't a lowrider.
Just for shits and grins, let's just say maybe it was Grand Theft Auto. Maybe they figured, it's so cool to imitate, the guy's name in the last one. Anyway.
Okay, but it's a mob mentality. How can you relate a mob mentality to such an isolated thing such as playing video games?
Well, the thing, you can't.
They're bored.
Thank you. You can't. Yeah, they're bored. Well, why are they bored? What is it? I mean, do you have...
Because you know,
like
more Atari in the
hold
Pongs.
On. Gorilla, we got to bring you in on this. You look like you've beat the shit out of a lot of people more than Chris and yourself.
I mean, he's all crippled right now.
Well, he's crippled now.
By beating people.
Don't fuck around with this kid.
I mean, come on. We got a room full of average, middle-class people here. Myself excluded because I'm great. But the whole thing is, why would anybody...
I'm going
to fart again. Oh, God. Die. Why go around beating people? It's a rush.
It's one hell of a rush.
Just to beat someone out at random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know how many times Murphy's gotten beat up?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Just, point.
You know, you need to relieve pressure. Bam! He's out.
All right. Anybody else got any ideas?
I really think it's kind of a boredom thing.
Okay. By the way, Red Rum in the chat room goes, it's the rap music. Can we blame music with this?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you really try to break down music and the message in music, I mean, look at, you ever watch BET? Not saying that I do. But if you ever watch these rap videos, they glorify getting money, getting hoes, and Just get rich or die trying. Beat
attention.
People up.
Black people do not watch BET. I repeat, black people do not watch BET. Thank you.
Well, wow. Okay, look. You know, you want to blame these...
The announcer job is my job.
Oh!
Shut up, monkey boy, or I'm going to come over there and beat you to death.
Let's do it. Let's throw it out.
All right. Yeah.
It's Fight Club in the studio.
Well, that's another idea I would have.
Fight Club.
What if they are trying to do something of that nature?
Well, I mean...
Seriously.
But the movie didn't have them going out beating people up. They were beating each other up.
Well, some people
but
have
then
a
it
low.
Led to more.
Some people have a weak constitution.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Some people have a weak constitution. Yeah, they can't see them. You know, people don't get into a fight to see themselves get beat up.
No, that's very true.
You know, I mean, that's very
simple. They pick on overweight middle-aged guys on golf carts. Yeah,
exactly. BNM says in the chat room, even if computer games induced violence, the parents are still responsible.
That's very true.
So we know that one guy has been arrested and his parents posted bail.
Yes.
I think, how much was the bail?
I'd have to
anybody
check.
Have anybody here know?
$4,000.
Is that a? Is can that I get a dollar? Bob Barker
Williams
says,
has been freed on $4,000 bail.
$4,000 bail. So we have this guy, $4,000 his parents just shelled out to get him out. So we're not talking about poor kids here.
No, we're not.
So I don't know. Something definitely keep an eye on, especially because they've only caught one. They don't have any other leads on anybody else. I don't think
he's talking. They've arrested two more
yes.
people.
Okay.
Arrested
and eventually they will get them all. I mean, if you see the security camera video.
It's clean and sharp.
It's clean and sharp. You can see who all these people are.
Okay, so wait. I've got a little more here.
So if anybody listening, you know, can identify anybody in these videos, you can go to any of the TV station websites, you know, Channel 8, Channel 5, Channel 3, whatever. You can download this video.
Okay,
you know, if
Virtual
you recognize
One.
Anybody...
Virtual
Beat
One
the
is
fuck out of them.
Thank you, please.
Obligated. Virtual One says, I think it's venting. People are upset about something in their life, looking for some way to vent their frustration.
Okay,
but
now,
you're venting on a middle-aged
what
student
happened,
golf cart.
What happened to masturbation?
Damn, hold on just a fucking second.
Or
about
video
that
games.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because if it was a group of white kids running around beating the shit out of black kids or Mexicans or Chinese kids, it'd be a fucking
car.
Hate crime.
Yeah. We got a
fucking group, and I'm sorry. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. But we got a bunch of black kids running around fucking beating the shit out of white people, and no one's bringing that up.
Because
everybody has this fucking mentality that black people need to be treated like children and forgiven because that's just the way they are. No, that is not the way they are. That is not the way human beings act. That is fucking bullshit. They need to be held accountable. And if you're going to take a white kid in fucking New York who has a bat in his car and is looking for a couple of black kids roaming around his urban white neighborhood fucking carjacking people, and he beats the shit out of one of them with a fucking baseball bat and that's a hate crime, this sure as fuck should be.
I can give that.
How,
I can give it fair enough. And another thing, you know, why don't we let's segue this into the what's going to happen on May 1st. Right. On May 1st, they are now talking, and I'm saying they as the Hispanic community is now talking about boycotting and having basically what relates down to a pink flu or a blue flu. Calling out sick from work, not going to their jobs, not doing anything, not purchasing anything from any normal, let me rephrase, normal Caucasian-based establishment.
Non-Hispanic,
Caucasian establishment. There you go, right there. Pure and simple, you know, they're trying to use race as a leverage.
Oh, yeah, and here's the thing, because it dramatically affects their race, though.
Yeah, but it's going to work.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If they can pull this
Chicago
off, if the Hispanic community can pull this off, like come together and actually pull this off.
Okay.
You know, they will make a big freaking difference. People will see what happens.
Go for it, girl. You had something
say
to
say? That, say that.
Just, it's the same thing the Irish did way back when.
Yeah.
In Chicago, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They were the majority of the labor race.
Yeah.
They took it over.
Interesting question, though. This bill doesn't affect just the Hispanics. It affects, you know, everybody who immigrates. I mean, there are a lot of illegal immigrants in here.
Yeah.
Why is no one talking about, you know, their own problems?
Well, you know,
I want to know about these illegal Canadians.
Most of the illegal immigrants in this country are Hispanic, just because physically it's easier for them to get here. But in New York, they tried to
swim from Cuba. No, it doesn't work.
No, but in New York, there was
Ilion.
There was a large contingent of Chinese, Vietnamese, and not Japanese. I think it was mainly Chinese and Vietnamese people who were protesting as well because it does affect them as well.
Yeah.
It's basically anyone who hasn't gone through the process of getting here. And, you know, look, I'm an immigrant. I I'm a fucking naturalized.
We all technically are.
No, I really am.
Really are.
That's the thing.
You really are.
I really am. I'm an immigrant. You know, yeah, I'm British, and I have.
You can tell by looking at his teeth.
Yeah, shut the fuck off. I do have. I have a naturalization certificate, and my dad had to go through that whole thing. And you know what? I think, and this is going to sound almost Republican on me, there should be, they should do the exact same thing if. That they did back in Vietnam. If you want to come to this country and be guaranteed citizenship without having to go through a huge long process dealing with immigration, do 4 years in the military. 4 year stint in the military in the state that our world is in right now for the police keeping that the United States is doing, and obviously we're going to have to keep on doing with the shit that's going on UN and Korea. Look, we need to go back and...
Hey, if we keep Republicans in office, that's where we're going to have to go anyway.
Well, yeah. You know, there's a lot that can be said for both ways about mandatory military service.
Not necessarily mandatory. Back in Vietnam, it was this. There was a draft, but also foreign nationals were guaranteed United States citizenship if they served for 4 years, and that's how my dad got citizenship here. He was a Canadian. My dad was a Canadian national.
I say do it.
Why not? Give it a try. But, you know, it's very scary when you get to that point because where do you stop? Sure, you could say, oh, to get in a country you have to do 4 years. But, you know, they could start putting a lot extra stuff on top of that, military-wise.
Well,
it's
always a slippery
slope argument. You got to be careful about stuff like that. So.
But it does, number one, it brings people into this country. Number two, it offers them a way to learn a trade. I mean,
okay,
not
we already okay. Look,
the military
look,
for the
bro, Blade Runner time future. Out with that. Time out with that because you know what? They know a trade. Okay, the immigrants who are here legally know a trade. Yeah. It's called gardening. It's called construction. Okay, it's called washing dishes.
Do you think every Hispanic family out there though that has someone that's gardening, washing dishes, bussing tables? Do you think that's what they want out of their life?
Yeah,
they really want to be making $5.75.
But you know what?
You know what they want? They want to come here and they want to send their kids to our schools. They want to educate their children. And here's the thing: because eventually those children will get better jobs and they'll just improve their lifestyle in general.
But that's
going
to
happen, though. It's going to happen. It's going to take maybe two or three generations if all of these immigrants are legalized or whatever. Let's just talk about this. In some sort of weird, what if statement. They all become naturalized, okay? They all work their fucking McDonald's jobs, okay? They have their McJobs. Their kids get good educations or our educations or whatever you want to call it. Those kids are going to turn out like us. What are we going to want to do? Well, we're not going to fucking want to work a McJob. We're going to want to do what we already do now. It's just going to keep getting higher and higher and higher. We're going to keep pushing that food chain way too high. What's next, though? Let's say all the Hispanics already are working in jobs in office. And Claire, I mean, really nice, high-end jobs. Who's going to fill in that gap? Who's going to wash the dishes? Who's going to be the, you know,
poor
who's going to be the gardener?
People. Vietnamese. I say the Vietnamese.
Is it going to be a circular thing? You say Vietnamese. Is it going to be a circular thing where white, black people that have been here for a while fill back down?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, there's this gentleman, Bill Bryson. He wrote the brief history of nearly everything. And he writes in this book, in one of the parts of this book, eventually we're all going to end up having little brown babies because of globalization.
Oh, sure. Why not?
I mean, everybody.
It's going
to
happen.
If anybody out there would like to volunteer to come down the studio, I will help make a little brown baby right now. I'll take a dump right on your chest.
I hope your wife is
Cleveland Steamer. All right.
Exactly.
Hey, anybody out there wants to pipe in and join us here? It's 1-866-587-6257. If you're local in Vegas, that number is 383-8120, and you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We also have our Skype line open. If you're elite enough, Spank Wagon is the name to click on to call us on the Skype line. All right, sorry I had to do that.
It's all right. Now, hey, speaking of people who want to chime in, Red Rum in the chat room thinks I'm absolutely right. And Rum says, I think these kids need to get the book thrown at them. This immigration thing really pisses me off. I like what Carlos Mencia said, and I know what he said, and I'm going to edit what you said there. Do not go out waving a Mexican flag if you want to stay in America.
Exactly. Right? You wave an American flag.
So here's an idea. Now, I've heard this. This has been talked about actually in the studio, I believe. Cinco de Mayo is coming up May 5th. Why not boycott it?
Boycott
Cinco de Mayo.
It's not even a real holiday.
I don't know, dude.
People in Mexico don't celebrate.
Not a real holiday, Kari?
Yeah, okay. I'll go ahead and not eat tacos on the 5th of May. Okay, sure.
There you go.
Wait, does that mean tacos? I have to give up my Mexican beer?
Yes.
That would be no different than...
no Corona for you.
So,
that'd be the same thing as St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, why not give up St. Paddy's Day? People who go out on St. Paddy's Day, they're not waving American flag. They're all waving Irish flags. Hey, you know what the difference between St. Paddy's Day and Cinco de Mayo is going to be this year?
Better beer?
No.
Oh, it is Fight Club here in Spank Wagon Studio.
What the
and
fuck is
here
this?
We have Murphy and we have...
He's like... Akari gets like a 1920s buck. Why don't you get back over here on the mic? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. A virtual one says, that's called increase the quality of living. Yes, but yeah. Where you increase, where you move up, there's going to be a drainage. There's going to be a hole. Well, and what fills in that hole next?
Well, there's already a lack of
middle class. Well,
not so much.
Well, middle class is going away. Middle class is going away.
There's already a lack of these infrastructure building jobs like construction.
Yes.
And people who work in farm fields. Actually, a farmer in California actually didn't have enough laborers. Like, he couldn't get enough laborers for his farm. So he went around to the unemployment offices, and he put in a posting. On, you know, he needs workers. He's willing to pay, you know, this much.
Yeah, he didn't get anybody.
He didn't get anybody. How many people in California are on welfare? How many people in California need jobs?
And
this guy posted. This guy needed like 100 people to work on his farm.
A lot of it is people don't want to work. You know, and I'll say this in all honesty. You know, this is where I'm from in Iowa. We have IBP. It's a beef packing plant. Okay, you aren't going to get. A lot of people that work there that are, you know, you're going to get people who are immigrants. You're going to get people who are bussed in. One of the biggest controversies they had a long time ago, they were bussing in freshly released prisoners from South Carolina into Waterloo, putting them up into Howard Johnson and having them work their probation off at the beef packing plant. Like, literally, they tore the Howard Johnson apart. Crime went up in, like, certain neighborhoods that they were all put into and bussed into. It was a horrible, horrible thing. Now, you're going to see that again. You know, no one wants to work a hard job. Everybody wants to do what we do now. Directors. You know, I don't even know what you do, honestly, but, you know, you...
He did work as a butcher.
He's an enforcer now. Yes. He's an enforcer. He handles sensitive monetary negotiations.
You're a teller.
What, with a baseball bat?
Make labor.
Wow.
Something along those lines.
The thing is, though, is the simple fact that people don't want to work those jobs anymore. You know,
I'm sorry, real quick. Call out to the chat room. I can't find it, and I've got to pay attention to the conversation. So if anybody in the chat room can find the welfare numbers for California, I think it'd be really interesting to see that.
Yeah. Would be. So
and the unemployment numbers as well. You know, something, too, there's an interesting documentary out there called A Day Without a Mexican.
That's a very good movie.
That is stupid.
Oh, screw you.
Stupid thing.
That was an awesome movie.
A Day Without a Mexican. Yeah, I've seen it. All these empty fields and shit, and I'm like...
It's true.
But it's true. That's the thing.
You cannot say that would not be true.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not true or wouldn't something similar happen. What drives me nuts, though, is the audacity to assume people wouldn't be able to revert back and either relearn the skills or just finally go...
Well,
fuck
in that kind
of we got to do it. Yeah. It's got
to
get
in
done.
In that kind of situation, they would.
They'd have to.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I think we're in that situation now. I mean, how many people are on welfare? There are jobs out there. I mean, if you look at the unemployment rates, you know, in Nevada and California,
you can't talk about the unemployment rates when Mick Jobs are the ones that are filling those holes. When President Bush wanted to get a fucking McDonald's job reclassified as a production and construction
production and control. Yep.
Yeah, because you're constructing a cheeseburger? No. You know why the numbers have gone down? Let me tell you why. Because unemployment only lasts for a certain period of time. After that period of time, you're no longer eligible for unemployment. Yeah. You're off unemployment.
Yeah, that's true.
Those numbers go up.
Yeah.
Same thing with welfare. That's why those numbers have gone up, is because people just aren't dealing with it anymore. They get off the welfare, and they subsidize their income with under-the-table shit. Yeah. Either fucking construction, under-the-table construction,
hookers.
Day laborers, hookers, drug dealers, fucking thieves selling shit out of the back of a truck. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
I have to say, just as a little side note, the hookers in Las Vegas, some of them are the nicest people.
Yeah, but remember, they're not hookers in Las Vegas. They're escort
they are
services.
Escorts, yes, they do.
Oscar Goodman wants to try to put through. I just want to point that out. Yes. Oh, you had to write something down.
Uh-oh.
Would you like paper, too? Yeah. All right. Oh.
He knows how to write?
He knows how to write. We've trained the guy well.
He is literate.
And you know the other opinion's gorilla. I'm just kidding.
Well, here's another interesting side thing. USD, University of San Diego, where I went.
Mm-hmm.
It's a private Catholic university. Most of their staff, people who did the groundskeeping, people who did the kitchen jobs, people who did all these little menial jobs at the university. The university has a policy that their children get educated at a private Catholic university for free.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
I think every university should do that.
No, not necessarily.
For all their laborers, you know, people who take care of the grass fields, people who do the dishwash, people who do the kitchen, the cooking, all that stuff, their children should be able to go to those universities
no.
for free.
I you know what? I say no, because you have to pump into the infrastructure.
I don't know about free. Maybe at
you got to put back in the infrastructure. Yeah. If you're going to take from our infrastructure.
Right. But at least at a reduced cost.
Put shit back in, because if I have to pay full fucking price to go to a college or university, you know, and my dad worked for a goddamn railroad, okay, you know, laborer, you know, I'm going to have to fucking say no to that, because you know what? Again, back to what I just said. I got to pay. You got to pay. Yeah. I don't care if your parents are day laborers. I don't care if it's to be, you know, bring you into our country and naturalize you. Fuck no. You're going to pay. If you're going to be an American, you're going to pay like every other American has had to pay before you.
Yeah. Except for rich white people.
Well, that's another story all the fucking together.
There's always a plus to Catholic girls.
Oh, always a plus to
nice.
Catholic girls.
We need some Catholic girls in here.
Well, he has long hair. He's pretty close
he's
for
not,
you.
He's not wearing the skirt, though.
He does wear faggot soccer stuff.
Oh.
Faggots!
Akari isn't even sticking up for himself.
Yeah,
It's just a little bubble of hate over there.
Yeah. All right, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Just want to point out, one's calling in. This is so disappointing.
I was going to say, do we have any hate mail yet?
We don't have any hate mail. We got people in the chat room joining in. We're appreciative of that. I think what we need to do is we're going to cut to another break. We're going to be back in just a few moments.
Ooh, do I get to do this one?
If you want to.
Sweet.
Why don't you got your music queued?
I got my music queued.
All right, go ahead and go for it. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
But I'll rise again. The more you
You can't fucking dance.
No fucking shit, dude. Do you not see me? I'm so white, I'm translucent.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, I'm looking at the clock. I got this, and I think I found a theme for Shitty Mitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't believe it, but see if this works. Sort of a Monty Python
nice.
Thing, but it's a little weak sauce.
We need
you
to
know?
Do a little, you know what? We need to just pump it up a little bit and do a voiceover over.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in for Shitty Mitty.
This is the game where you, the listeners at home, or tonight, the studio audience, gets to play along and win the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. And here's how you play. We're going to play a MIDI file. Simple, easy. Right? You
no.
think?
No.
What the MIDI is, of course, for those of you who have no fucking clue, is the pre-MP3 music files that scourged the internet and every bad GeoCities website circa 1997.
They propagated the old BBSs.
Oh my
in
god,
Las Vegas
old shit.
Oh, I said BBS.
Yes,
Wildcat,
did.
Baby. Wildcat BBS.
So here's
Chicken
what we got.
Pot pie.
Here's what I have. Now, this one may be easy, actually. I may have actually played this one before. Kari? I'm going to actually have you hold out for just a little
well,
bit.
Well, he doesn't have headphones on, so
oh,
he can't
even
hear,
so Akari can't know. Even play. So what we're going to do...
That's sad.
Yeah, well, you suck.
Akari's like our there. Jackie Martling yes. over there, just over
there
making the cracks.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the MIDI. Anybody has an idea they want to guess? Here we go. Anybody in the chat room can play as well.
Oh, I know this. Shit.
Okay, give it a little bit. Give it a little bit.
Is this Duran Duran?
Ah, no!
It's
not Duran Duran. Do you have a clue?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Kari?
I know where I've heard it. I just don't know the damn name of the song.
Yeah.
All right, so no one in the studio.
We suck.
So now it's open for anybody. Chat room calling in.
Are you sure this isn't Duran Duran?
Very sure. 1-866-587-6257. What's this with Shitty Mitty? Let me play the intro again.
Where did you find these?
Just
dude,
just,
don't even ask. Seriously?
Okay, I think I might have it. I don't know the group name. I think it's Sanctuary?
Yes.
All right.
It is Sanctuary. Possible guess on the group?
Yes, man.
Not a clue. All right.
Anybody out there?
No one in the chat room has an idea. No one in the chat room. So what we'll do, it is Sanctuary. So what I'll do here is switch over to the
Somebody
real
Google
song.
That shit.
Oh, my. I'm just going to play it right now.
Yeah, these guys are on a delay. They won't hear it in time.
Ouch.
Sad as it sounds, I first heard this song playing Gran Turismo 3 on the PS2. As sad as that sounds...
Lame.
Yeah, well, what else is new? That's just part of the core.
I still got nothing.
If you're going to insult me, do it on the mic, goddammit.
You look like a turtle tripping out on acid.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
What is this?
She sells Sanctuary, or Sanctuary is kind of the common one. Toe got it, though, in the chat room. Cult.
That's right, baby.
Oh, wait. Cult.
The cult.
Not to be confused with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
No. That's My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, something entirely, entirely different. As a matter of fact, if that's
if you
what
have
you,
a MIDI from my...
No, I used to. I used to have a MIDI for My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult.
Do you have multiple MIDIs today?
No. I had the 500-mile one, but I didn't have the original song.
Oh,
all I had was the Me First and Gimme Gimme's version of the cover. And
that's good enough.
Oh, my God. Mr. and Mrs. Balls have just joined the chat room.
So, wait a minute. So you were actually... Wait a minute. The Catholic priest likes My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult.
What's wrong with that? Jesus! That's awesome.
You don't get a lot of people who like My Life with a Thrill Kill
Cult. That's very true. It is definitely a sound that goes on.
All right. So that was Shitty Mitty. Ikari with one half, Toe with the other half. Together they make a great couple. Oh, turn that one off.
Try the other one. Try the other one.
The other one works better.
There you go.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
No, that's a different one. Try that one.
Nah,
you better use
shit.
The robot.
Yeah, just...
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Dick Cheney's in the room.
Oh, everybody hide.
Everybody hide. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. All right, so...
Sorry, I farted again.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's a little bit of a star celebrity news. You know, I don't know if it was the ad in the Chicago Tribune or the begging and pleading, but... Who knew this was going to happen? Yes, Swan is coming back.
Who?
Not Swan, baby. Here, let me give him something they
oh,
might
actually... Oh, this is
great.
This
oh, I know.
It.
Trust me. I love Swan. But you
this
and I...
This is not Swan.
This isn't Swan?
No.
This is... Oh, no. This
Listen,
is the...
Listen, people.
Oh, wait. This is smashing... Oh, I read about this. I did. Mr. Billy Corgan takes out a full-page ad... Saying, Smashing Pumpkins, come back to me, please.
Yes, he is lonely without the band that made him famous.
I miss you. I'm so goth.
Oh, you know what?
You know, the thing is, Billy, okay, first off, Smashing Pumpkins even. Were great until they hit that double album.
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
I loved
which
Melancholy
and the Infinite Sadness. True Pumpkins fans will say that is the definitive album.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it sucked the creative life. Right
well,
out of the
everything, whole band everything after sucked. That was some kind of electronic insanity.
Crap. I mean, it wasn't worth it. Whatever caused them to fight. Do you guys think it's going to be worth seeing them back together?
If you
again?
Were locked in a room with Billy Corgan for months on end, would you want? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I would actually. Now, Darcy, maybe, possibly.
Oh, yes.
Now, if I can find something here, I don't know if I'll be able to. I'm going to see if I can find it.
What version of this is it?
This is a bootleg live.
Bootleg. Very good. I like that. I'm kind of curious. If he actually pulls this off, if he actually gets the band back together and they actually produce a new album.
A new album.
I'm actually kind of curious to see whether or not they go back to their roots or if they continue on that weird kind of path that Corgan set them on after Melancholy.
If they're smart, they go back to their roots.
Well, if they're smart, they will.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
it's pretty
it.
Much the same thing that happened with Metallica.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly the same.
You know, I don't know.
First few albums rocked. They rocked hard. And then all of a sudden, like, what happened?
You know, I think I blame the fact that, you know, they were too...
Lars hated Napster. That's what happened.
Okay, let me say exactly that, but not quite. When you're giving all your energy to fight something, one last thing you have to do is time to be creative or sit down and actually do what
that's true.
Do
yes.
what your purpose in life is. Okay, if you're trying to sue the pants off of every internet fucking dude out there, you know, no, you're not going to be creative. And I think that is Saint Anger.
Yeah,
was probably one of the worst albums ever, and I've never heard of a bad. I mean, yeah, it's pretty bad when the drummer. Is like the mainliner of an album.
Yeah.
You know, the drum section is the mainline of
and
an album.
And even that sucked.
And it was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, what are they thinking?
They kept on changing up rhythm and beats and everything.
And then they chased out, what, Jason Newsted?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. You're cannibalizing yourself.
It was horrible.
So. It really did suck. I'm sorry. I'm downloading
Murphy
something
Murphy almost
right now
killed
play.
Himself over Saint Anger.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
It was horrible.
Well, no, because it was so bad.
Yeah, my head damn near imploded, so I had to beat myself against the wall.
Got it. So that's that. And also, let's do other celebrity news. Someone's going to be eating placenta here.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
A little placenta omelet. Maybe
so Tom
a little
Cruise,
grated cheese.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Like,
placenta,
well, Katie Holmes had the baby.
Dinner.
Tomcat, as they are officially
yes.
referred to.
Tomcat. Yes.
I hate that combination of names. That fucking pisses
that's
me
laziness.
Off.
It's awesome. Come
that's,
on.
That's pure right. laziness.
It gives the soup something to do.
Something. So what was the yes. name of the baby? Does anybody know?
A Suri.
Suri. What does
Which
Suri
is
translate
Suri.
To?
Suri, apparently.
Is it a Suri or just Suri?
Suri. And
okay.
the,
what, Akari?
Isn't that like a sludge, isn't it?
No,
slut?
It's the...
Sludge.
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 No, it is supposedly a Hebrew word that means princess. But here's the really funny thing about
so
that.
Now, wait a minute. That kind of ties into what's hanging around your neck, right?
No. Fuck off.
Is that sore ass?
shut up. Sora's key around my neck. Thank you very much. The keyblade. No, but here's the funny thing. A bunch of they.
If you needed a key to hang around your neck, you could have gone to like a fucking Goodwill or something. Yeah, found a skeleton key.
Shut up.
How much did you pay for that key?
I bet he paid $20.
I don't know. My wife. He's lying.
Yeah, he is lying. Yeah. My wife did not.
She,
nerd.
I bought. That's me. I bought her Kyrie's teardrop necklace, and she bought me Sora's keyblade.
What's that? What's Kyrie's teardrop necklace?
Is that referring to Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts? No, just Kingdom Hearts. And look at you! You can sit up there and be all smug like you bought, motherfucker, because I know you beat the game too.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm not
wearing
the merchandise. Here,
yeah, that's just it. What is he wearing? Dude's wearing a regular shirt, an NHRA cap, which means he's in really good racing. Okay. You're wearing video game trinkets.
Yeah, and a Guinness shirt.
I've
Fuck
beat
off.
Ghost Recon, and I'm not holding a gun around me.
No.
Do you run around in a ski mask?
Look.
You guys all know I'm a huge
However,
Disney
Akari
fan.
Goes around rolling things up after he played...
Yeah, thank you.
He just kept trying to roll shit up in the fucking office.
You know they're going
to
do that in Central Park?
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually building one of those. What is it, Katamari?
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
Build a Katamari ball.
Murph, if you're wearing the key and it's based off a video game that's a role-playing game, does this make you a LARPer?
No.
I need a vote.
Wait, it's not LARPing. If it's anime, it's
cosplay.
What is it?
It's cosplay.
Cosplay.
Okay, we're gonna take a vote. We got a nice uneven number of people in the
studio.
If
I had a full size
LARPer cosplay, raise your hand. LARPer cosplay, raise
your
hand.
Sorry, dude. No.
Is that what he is? Or is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, thank you.
Being a guru,
3-2, though, the smart people still win.
Sorry,
I'm just being a geek. Hold on. Bring it down. I wanted to find this.
I got your back, man. Sorry.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Wait, are you pitching or catching?
Shut up.
I'm pitching. He's catching. Fuck that.
He's going to put you ass out. Literally.
Kind of looks like it's keys to his prison mate's ass.
You got it up here? Okay, so this is, those of you that know Stephen Lynch, this is Stephen Lynch singing, "What if the guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his keys?"
What if that guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his car keys? Here we go. It's a catchy title, I know.
He does Smashing Pumpkins better than Smashing Pumpkins.
Where the fuck are my car keys? They were right here in my hand. I had them just a second ago. Did I leave them in the kitchen or underneath the cushions of the couch? Well, I can't find them anywhere. Oh, here they are.
Wow, that was impressive.
Nice.
So
Smashing Pumpkins are coming back. You know, there's more music that's supposedly getting released from Nirvana. We have Pearl Jam. They just released a new album.
Worldwide Suicide.
Yeah. What are we seeing here? Is this a validation of VH1, We Love the 90s?
No, I really, fuck off. Yeah. I am not a religious man, but Jesus, please bring them all back.
Yeah. Here, do you know what I think it is? I think it's the same thing that we're seeing with Hollywood movies. Every movie
remake.
Every movie today is a fucking remake.
I agree.
Yeah, every fucking movie, or at least 99% of them. I don't think Hollywood has had a genuine idea since like maybe 2001.
Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if it's going to be a remake, it's going to be a shitty movie.
Oh yeah. We don't count independent movies. Come on. That was.
We don't count independent movies.
The big blockbuster remakes.
I thought you meant films that weren't a remake.
You have to count independent movies. Star Wars is an independent movie.
Yes.
Well, it was.
Pure and simple. Still is.
Yeah.
George Lucas still brags about how he can make the most expensive independent movie ever.
Yeah.
And then he goes on the pulpit and says, hey, you know, we need to have more independent films to make cinema fun again. And I'm thinking to myself, motherfucker, you don't want to make cinema fun. You want to make cinema Muppets.
Yeah, no shit.
I just want to point that out.
I think independent. Okay, as far as
but
remakes,
that's what
go,
that's where I think all these bands are coming back.
I think they're broke.
I think it's the music
that too.
I think they're fucking broke.
Industry is kind of relaxed with the.
Well,
movie
let's look
doing.
At what just happened early in the 99 to 2005. We had everybody come out that has a very new wave sound. New wave and early 80s came back in a totally different style. Well, same style, same kind of
remake.
Sound. New bands, but it was still that old sound. Maybe they're trying to recapture the grunge. You know, they're trying to propagate that music a little bit.
I personally would like to see more grunge. What happened to ska?
You know, nothing wrong with ska.
What happened to it? It was around for 9 months.
I think it gave way to the combination fusion hard metal rap Linkin Park shit that I can't
stand. Scott, wait,
no, I don't
know.
I don't think Scott could have done that. I really don't. I actually highly
Scott gave way to that. Scott, the problem with Scott is that honestly, it's a little too happy.
Do people have to be angsty
all
the time?
Sellout is not a happy song.
Damn it! You didn't get to say your line about the angsty people looking to beat up on Whitey.
Did he say
that? Did you say it on the air? Oh, I must not have been paying attention. God, that had me rolling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. If you're dancing to ska, you don't want to beat up white people.
No, if you're dancing to ska, you're pretty much it's just
you just
want to
kick your own ass. That's
pretty much.
Really? I love ska. Ska isn't a kick ass music, really. I mean, it's not. It depends on what style of ska you're talking. You're talking like Jamaican ska. One thing. If you're talking about like the madness in our house, okay, you're gay. And you wear keys on your neck.
I gotta say, fuck off. I
don't even belong to your house.
I want you to play some Save Ferris.
I got some.
He
wants some Save Ferris? What do you want?
I
do. We were listening to.
Since we were talking about remakes.
Look, if we're gonna do Save Ferris, you know we have to do it. And there's really only one Save Ferris song that everybody and their mother knows.
Speaking of remakes,
exactly. Yeah. You know what though? They're probably one of the best cover bands out there.
That's true.
That and Real Big Fish. Some of Real Big Fish's covers are really cool too.
But they have a lot of good non-cover.
Oh yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
Too.
Chainsaw Juggler.
After this, we need to play Guar.
You know what? I have some Guar, but I have something actually better than this that I love to play that throws people for a loop.
Okay. All right. What are you looking at over there on the computer?
Guar.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I still have a bunch of Guar VHS tapes somewhere.
Good stuff.
If anybody is unfamiliar with Guar, which I hope they are
probably one of the greatest glam rock bands ever.
You can catch a really good brief cameo of Guar on the movie
Empire Records. Just on the other day.
I think I kicked Murphy's ass to this.
We all could.
Oh, fuck off.
I think everybody did.
Here, bring that down. Here, let me bring this down. Bring mine up. This is probably one of the greatest songs. Not that one. This is probably one of the greatest songs of our time.
What are you listening to?
That was Come On Eileen again. I didn't stop it. This is probably one of the greatest songs of our time. And those of you that are familiar with Something Awful and the Matrix pizza movie,
yes.
This is great. My daughter loves this. She headbangs in the car to this.
Wait, Athena.
Yeah, Athena headbangs in the car to this.
That's awesome.
Just play the pizza song.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
This is a little System of a Down, but it's called Chicken and Stew. Love this song.
Still a worthy song. And actually, since Claude is in the chat room, we'll play this for him. He loves this song. You'll hear it. He knows what it is like that. But this is a Green Jelly.
Oh,
I thought they were dead.
No, they may be.
I thought they died in a train crash.
This is a House Me Teenage Rave. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second.
I want you to put me on the wheel. I want you to put me on the wheel. Put me on the wheel. All right, tie me up. All right, yeah, all right. Now spank me.
Like that?
Yeah,
like that?
A little harder, harder. I've been so bad. All right, I want you to spin the wheel. Spin it now.
Ready?
Spin
around
it,
like
yes,
this?
I'm ready.
Faster.
Yes,
faster.
Yes,
faster.
Spin
faster.
It now. Whip me, chicks, baby, you're a mortal slave, and whip me, teenage baby. I wanna see Snakey. I wanna see Snakey. Where's Snakey?
Snakey?
Yeah, let me see Snakey.
You sure you want Snakey?
I'm sure I want Snakey.
Oh, son, I don't think you want Snakey.
I want Snakey,
you
please.
You don't want Snakey?
I want on, Snakey. Give me Snakey right now.
All right,
let me see him. Come
here
on,
comes
Snakey.
Snakey! Snakey's here!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our short little mission. However, we've learned something this evening.
Yes, we have.
People who need to smoke, run the fuck out of buildings to go do it when they can.
Did you notice he runs like a girl?
He did. He ran like a flaming bitch.
Little fucking pansy legs flailing behind
him. So we have Gorilla and fucking Chief out smoking it up.
Yep.
Chief smoking.
Akari had to go.
Akari had to go play fag
some dick.
Soccer.
Oh, fag soccer. I'm
fag
sorry.
Soccer.
I thought it was suck dick.
Suck dick. Fag soccer. Same diff. So you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spangwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we're having a pretty good night. Pretty full fucking night.
It's pretty funny.
Good group in the chat room. You're gonna want to hang out in the chat room for as long as possible because Mad Props are coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah, they are. And
and,
interesting. I hear. I see Mr. and Mrs. Balls in there. Man, those guys didn't fucking waste any time with that shit,
no,
did they?
Hell no.
You find a woman, you fucking start pounding away, and next thing you know, they're living together. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and if it's good, it must be damn good to move in. I'm just saying, it's got to be damn good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, anybody wants to? Of course, we're in the chat room, but you can also give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Local Vegas 383-8120, and we have the Skype line running, which is amazingly silent tonight. We think we've got the bugs worked out of the Skype line.
Cancer boy number
cancer,
one has returned.
Cancer patient one. Cancer patient two.
And guess what?
God,
you
guys
are
only
for a brief
for
second.
A minute.
The studio trolls out there.
Suck them in. Oh my god!
Get that cancer as fast as you can. You got to turn their mics on.
Let me get the.
Smells like an ashtray in here now.
Motherfucker has hundreds.
Who?
Donovan.
Yes. Oh, now you gave it his real name out on the air after telling us he has money.
That's right.
You?
Not hundreds, motherfucker.
No,
the
hundreds.
Cigarettes.
You are. Oh, okay.
Marlboro hundreds.
I'm not
fucking
a smoker.
Cowboy killers.
Cowboy killers.
Nice.
All right. So
I have to blame my smoking on my roommate, actually. I never used to smoke until we moved in together.
You know, and you used to be like a health nut.
I still am. It's like the one vice I have.
How can you be a health nut to your level and still smoke?
Look, he can't masturbate because of Lent. He can't drink, and his woman lives in another part of the country, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, so you got to take the edge off somehow. Now, actually, I'll give a quote out from St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas says you have to have at least four vices. I've only got two. I'm still trying to find the other two.
Interesting. All right, so should we go back in the round table or should we do bits?
What other bits do we have left to do?
We have this.
That's a good one.
Wow, it didn't play.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you
mad props.
For everybody hanging out in the chat room, this is for you. Let's give mad props to B&M.
Mad props.
Choi.
Small noodle props.
Josh, LMNOP.
I'm not giving him any props until he actually fucking says something in the chat room, so
okay,
just move on.
Right. Mr. and Mrs. Balls.
Mad props.
Mad props for the name.
Red Rum.
They're coming to get me props.
Someone just popped in. Strange Ways.
Mad props.
Toe.
End of the foot props.
Virtual One.
Mad props.
And fuck Sam because he doesn't talk.
He never
either.
Says anything.
Let's get the Virtual One though. All right. There's mad props to all of our faithful listeners. From us at Spank Wagon Radio. I gotta get a better copy.
Bad edit. Bad edit.
All right. Let's see. Do we want to jump right into shit, or what do we want to do?
Do we have any dead celebrities this week?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Did anybody die?
I haven't paid attention.
I think
our last dead celebrity was Rob Schneider's career.
Yeah, that's about it. All right. So why don't we jump into this?
Poor Rob Schneider.
10,000 people are refusing to pay U.S. taxes in protest of the Iraqi war. An estimated 10,000 conscientious objectors chose to withhold some or all of their U.S. income taxes on tax day, the April 17th, in protest of the use of U.S. military power in Iraq. Some plan to instead donate the required tax to charity. The IRS does not distinguish tax resistors from any other person behind on their taxes and will apply the same fines and interest used against the other Americans who do not pay their taxes on time. Any opinions on this, guys?
Well, then you get into that weird gray area where individuals can't actually profit and taxes are on profit. And you get into that whole, there is actually no law out there that says you actually have to pay taxes.
Yeah, but the guy here in Vegas who ran that store over on Sahara
is in jail.
Oh, he
for,
did go to jail.
Yes,
oh, he's,
did go, go
he's,
to
been,
jail.
He's been in
he
and
is
out.
In federal ass fucking jail.
He has his own cell. He's in and out so fucking often from jail. I'm just saying. So you have to pay your taxes. It is, you know, it is there. It is in the books to pay taxes.
I think Americans should go around and write your legislators, you know, write your congressmen about perhaps changing the tax laws so that you can choose what taxes you want to pay and which ones you don't. Of course, for the taxes you choose not to pay, regardless of what they are, if they're for social services or whatever, if you run into trouble and you don't pay your taxes on those things, you don't have access to them.
Interesting. Very interesting. But that you're bringing in a layer of legislation and of control that I think is going to be confusing because people will pay off one kind of tax and not get something that they actually realized they needed. One thing I will say about our tax system, that for every 10 cents, there's 100 ways they split that fucking 10 cents up.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it. That's one thing we got to be careful about. These people not paying their taxes, it's kind of stupid because they're not just not paying for that war. They're not paying for schools.
That
they're
goes
not
for your Social Security and everything else.
Yeah, it's going for a lot of other things.
But let's say you don't want any of your money to go to the military. You could put that money into education, medicine.
True, very true. But they're choosing not to pay taxes whatsoever.
Yeah.
So they're denying everything.
Yeah.
Flat tax. Sorry, I'm going to say it.
Flat tax. Just.
Well, elaborate.
14% across the board. Everybody, no exceptions.
That's true.
14%.
I think that's a good idea.
I really think that or like the value-added tax that they have in Canada and Europe is the only other viable option. But
no,
that,
I like that because that forces all those rich motherfuckers out there who find all the loopholes.
It's going to stink in here tonight.
Oh, God.
You suck.
No, that will force all the people who find all those tax loopholes and end up not paying any kind of money in tax whatsoever, and they're the ones who should pay the most.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I would love to get a look at Dick Cheney's tax return.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really, with all
I think he got my refund.
He made $8.2 million last year.
Damn.
Bush made something like $740,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of escorts.
Well, you know, it shows you who's in control.
That's a lot of
whole lot of blow. Yeah,
it shows you who's in control.
Duh. So what about you, Gorilla? What do you think on this whole not paying the taxes issue?
Fuck them. You got to pay them. If I got to pay them, you got to pay them.
Fair enough. And then, like, says in the article, the IRS...
Eloquent, as usual.
Yeah, the IRS doesn't care who pays or who doesn't pay. You know, it's all the same, no matter what the cause. Let's see. I'm thinking about switching some gears here. I found an interesting number.
Oh.
Found an interesting phone number today, actually. I was listening to your newscast.
Shiitake mushrooms.
And they were talking about this 1-800 free 411 deal.
Huh?
Where you can actually get...
I didn't work today.
Okay, well, 411, as everybody may know or may not know, now starts charging people to use 411, which is a huge fucking ripoff, in my opinion. So there's a company out there. You okay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just got really twitchy all of a sudden.
I spilled my water, but I had the lid on.
It's the Tourette's.
Basically what it is, it's a free 411 service. And I was thinking maybe we can go ahead and...
Oh, you know who we could have them look up for us then?
Okay.
I think they should look up brothels.
Do you want to have them look up the place I was telling you about during the break?
Sure. Why don't you do the talking?
Okay.
What, the kosher pizza?
Yes, that's right, boys and girls. We actually found a place in Vegas.
Welcome to 1-800-FREE-411.
Sweet. Okay, let's give it a shot here.
All right.
A climber.
Wow, it's like trying to get a hold of 911.
This isn't one bonage.
The next available agent
will... It is like trying to get a hold of 911.
Yeah.
Wow, no music even.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
One moment, please. The next available agent will assist you.
We don't want them to wise up to us. That'd be too clever.
Man, there is nothing.
At this point, I'd almost pay the quarter.
God,
I gotta say.
I want to fucking hear music. Hold music. Anything, please. Fuck, I even killed our own background.
I've seen the Doom song now.
One moment, please.
Jesus Christ!
The next available agent will assist you.
Hold music.
Yes. Where are my glow sticks? Yeah, you looked at me gay. You didn't even see what homo fag over here was doing. Fucking, he really is a glow stick ninja.
Man, nothing's going on here.
You're definitely going to be the marauder no matter what, though.
Did
anything? Hello?
Hello?
I think it actually hung up.
No, we're on. We're still there.
What the fuck?
Now, this is supposed to be a...
Wow.
This is supposed to be a free 411 service.
And here's they have two guys.
Apparently.
I think it's a monkey and a guy.
You leave Gorilla alone.
Basically, how this works out is you call, and if you ask for, like, Domino's, it'll actually give you an advertisement for a competing restaurant. So we got to think of something good. Think of, like, an adult book emporium.
No, I was going to ask for the
kosher
pizza.
No, don't fucking ask for the kosher pizza place. Ask for something funny.
Problems.
I don't think we're going to get through to some.
Can you all find my penis?
Yes.
He said penis.
So this is supposedly free.
And we're getting one we're paying for here.
Yes.
Hold time.
Wow.
City and state, please.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you. And your listing, please?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find the number here. I need the phone number. It's not in is it in Las Vegas? It's called American Bush in West Wendover.
American Bush in West Wendover?
Yeah.
You got the number yet?
I'm looking for it. Shut up!
Fuck off!
Sorry. I got a bunch of drunk guys here who want to go see some strippers.
I have the American Bush in Wendover, Nevada.
In Wendover, Nevada? Awesome. Can I have that number, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The number you requested is 775-664-2944. Again, your number is 775-664-2944. Goodbye.
Okay, well, I guess they don't have advertisements for...
So they don't have adult ads.
It's probably only for, like, pizza and shit.
Yeah, sir, for commoner shit. That's too bad. I was kind of hoping we were going to hear an adult ad or something.
Oh, man.
It was a hope. It was a try. Got to fuck with the phone lines every once in a while. Anybody else you guys want to call? We got time.
Yeah, we got time. Anyone you want to call?
All right. Someone asked, Red Rum, does Rancho Adult Bookstore have dating sims? Why don't we call up the Rancho Adult Bookstore?
Alrighty.
Let's do this.
Get it. Do you want me to get the exact number?
Well, we're going to need a number. Why don't we just do it?
To use that one
do you want to sit on fucking hold again? Here, shall I put the hold music just to make you feel comfortable?
I love still that hold music.
Now, what are we asking if they have?
We're going to ask if they have Sims.
Sims?
Yeah, dating Sims. Dating Sims. So give me the number.
All right, well then, let's call Victorville Adult Entertainment then. We'll call them out in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
No, let's do local.
Trencher, for people out there who don't know what a dating sim is.
Okay, what a dating sim is, basically, is for losers who really absolutely positively can't get away from their computer. They load up the dating sims and they role play online or with the virtual part of the game, the AI of the game, and try to date and then get into the pants and then go on from there with these dating sims. It's lame. Wow. Horribly fucking lame.
Wow.
All right, here we go. I got one.
Tried it already, huh?
Okay, why don't you punch up the number? So we're dialing it now.
I thought those only came in Japanese.
Who knows?
I come on Japanese.
Shut the fuck up.
I think he's...
Did we get the...
We're ringing. Okay.
Spring Mountain Book and Video.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm wondering if you have dating thims?
Have what?
Dating thims. They go, you know, if the software program goes in your computer, you can the big in Japan thing, FIMS, FIMS.
No, we do not.
Do you have like CD-ROM stuff, porn stuff?
Yes.
Okay, but do you have the stuff that? Oh, how do I word it? It's like interactive porn on CD-ROM. FIMS.
Interactive. Come on. No, we don't.
Oh, that's too bad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Darn. So Rancho Adult Entertainment does not have dating sims.
Damn.
That's a guy that loves
eBay
his job
does.
Right there, doesn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Every 3 hours, he has to go in the back and mop it up. Spooge Patrol.
Squishy. Everybody got all quiet for that.
I had to wash the taste out of my
mouth. I'll put up the music bed for it. Yeah, I had to. Yeah. So I was like, this is really hard not to
Trencher,
laugh.
Do you remember your first blowjob?
Yes?
How'd you get the taste out of your mouth?
Oh,
hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey, it's Studio Troll.
Oh, gosh.
And she's running today.
She's running.
What the hell?
She's running away.
What's up, baby? Oh, she's sleepy.
Sleepy.
Are the titties awake?
Oh, wait. Give her a mic, damn it.
Rancho Adult does have an interesting electroshock therapy thing, and they have cock rings that go on it. You can change the voltage and all kinds of interesting things. Yeah.
Damn!
I actually have a friend who used to work for the studio.
Wait. Hey.
It's a shop that specializes in
that. Are the girls awake today?
Probably not. Yes. Oh, they are. And there you go.
And there's some titties. Okay. Thank you very much.
So anyhow, here's a... How do you beat that? You just can't. No matter what I bring to the table, which isn't much.
Murphy, go online and look up the studio. It's a porn. It's actually a porn shop here in Vegas. It specializes in that electroshock stuff. Might want to call them up and see what kind of merchandise they have. You'd be surprised.
Well, while he's looking at
it, why don't you just take one of those electric dog collars and stick it on your cock?
That's pretty much it, too, man.
I can't find one that fits.
Because he can't make his cock bark, I guess, you know? You got to make your cock bark in order for the dog shock collars to work. Here, why don't we go move away from the porn shopping?
Yeah, I can't find it.
Oh, shit.
And into stupidity. In the United Kingdom, we're hearing a lot of reports where people are trusting their GPS
units. Never mind,
units.
I found it.
Okay. People are trusting their... Jesus! Paradise Electrical what?
Electrostimulation.
PES. Damn!
Oh my god!
These are not simple... These are not simple apparatuses.
Where does that go? Where does that go? What is this thing? It's called the Samurai!
Oh... your mics are on, dude.
I could defend my home with that thing. Oh my god!
I don't think
introducing
I've ever...
Stanley.
Stanley.
Wow.
You got fucking samurai, and then you turn around and have a Stanley.
Holy. Oh. Look at her. She's drooling.
Yeah.
Oh no! 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 I don't know. Could you imagine electrocuting yourself for that kind of...
No. Do you know where that goes?
Yes, I can see where that
goes. That goes in your ass.
Yes.
Ow! I won't even lick a 9-volt. What makes you think I'm going to stick it in my butt? Oh, my God. Testicle... Tubular electrode. No, wait. We're not moving on. No. Hold on.
What's the website to that for all the listeners out there?
God, it is... Hold on. It's peselectro.com. Holy shit. Okay, hold on. Now, we got a whole... Oh, my God. You know, I joked about hooking... Trench denied this. He said no. He vetoed it. But I joked about taking electrodes and hooking them up to our testicles and doing some sort of trivia contest that
way. Fuck no! I'm not going to electrocute my nuts for no one.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Urethral cockhead stimulator. That means it goes in the pee hole. It goes in the pee hole. And it inflates. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God!
What crazy fucking
why in Vegas,
dude? Wait! This little big man, what is this thing? Hold on! Oh, that's the electro cock ring. Oh, it's $200.
Damn!
Oh wait,
you
okay,
can
wait.
Look at 9-volt battery for cheaper.
I'm gonna read the safety warning.
This is great. Okay, yeah.
The safety of our customers has always been the primary concern of Paradise Electrostimulations Inc. In that regard, we are the primary. Here are the primary safety considerations for the users of the PES power box, PES acrylic electrodes. Oh, my God. That means it goes in your pee hole. And the PES electroflex electrodes. Oh, my God. Important. Never use any electrodes above the waist. That means they all go. Oh! Our research has shown that all electrodes applied to the nipple and breast areas can be dangerous. If you got hair there, can you imagine it bursting into flames?
Yeah, it will jump across your fucking heart and kill you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dying because you misused a sex toy?
Whether isolated.
What happened to him?
I think that's the way Murphy wants to go.
Dude, yeah, I told you when I read that guts, it made me sick.
Yeah.
This is making me feel even worse. Whether isolated or not isolated, all electrically stimulated breast electrodes can cause fluctuations in heart rhythm. While many people may experience no difficulties, those diagnosed or undiagnosed cardiac problems may experience mild to severe complications. I guess this means no nipple clamps for Dick Cheney.
No.
Oh, my God.
Poor
use latex gloves when adjusting, removing, or reinserting the electrodes, even with the power off. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, wait.
You got to fucking be like an electrical engineer to fucking...
Dude, get B on the phone. Rectal pacifier with removable ring.
Ow! What the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, my God. The deep throat Slim Jim. That winds up in your bladder. Oh, my Christ. You put that thing in, it's going to come out ear.
What is that? Explain. Okay. There's
a picture here, and oh, my God. Let's see if I can. It's got a ring.
Do they have a description? It looks like they have a description below. Read the description.
Oh, my God. There's a picture. Oh, my God. There's a picture. My eyes. My eyes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, that ain't right. That is right. Wait. In the chat room, the balls say, not now, not ever. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Dude, that is fucked up. What the hell is that goddamn thing, dude? That's like some Iraqi fucking...
Abu Ghraib. It's Abu Ghraib in the cock, man. Oh, my God. For those of you not brave enough to look at this, this is basically what happens. There's a ring that
goes around
snugly
the head.
Fits right under the fold, the ridge there. You're getting hot over this, aren't you? Oh my God!
Studio Troll's getting fucking horny. He's like, oh yeah.
Okay, so there's
car battery.
There's a lead that comes down that attaches to the battery, and there is a rod that goes
in
right into the pee hole.
Into your pee hole.
Right into it. My God, there are more pictures! Oh, my God!
That is seriously fucked up.
Oh,
scroll down, dude.
If you're into that kind of shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
If you were that fucked up, dude.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait. So if they've got pictures of that,
That means they have pictures of other things.
No, okay, where the butt plug? Where's the butt plug? Because if we're going to look at this
it's
shit.
It's on the bookshelf behind us.
Okay, well, while he's looking up for the butt plug, I actually have the phone number.
You have these?
No. I have the phone number of a former employee of PBS.
Get him on
the...
No.
What?
We'll deal with that some other day.
No, I don't even want to...
So what's it like? yeah, that's great. Yeah. No,
yeah,
I don't want to...
Who the fuck was doing the R&D testing on that shit?
More pictures!
Can you imagine answering the fucking ad to that in the paper and showing up with that?
You know what this is? This is a medical test. These are those medical tests you hear about. Come and sign in today and you can get $600 by going through our medical test.
I'm pretty sure it was tested on Guatemalan midgets.
So someone actually worked there, but here's another thing. Someone had to model for these pictures.
That means someone actually had to enjoy that.
Oh, my God.
Someone had to have enjoyed that.
She's getting pretty hot on
it. She's all grinning and like...
I know.
She's not even blushing. She's just breaking out into a cold sweat.
She sees the ass play, and she's just all into it.
That shit is just fucked up.
That's
sweetie.
Wrong.
Oh, that was ass. That was a man ass.
That's... No, that is not man ass. That's a vagina above it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm looking at the clock, and I think now, Claude,
you're looking at
we're
the clock.
Let you go, man.
Oh my God,
Claude.
Yeah,
we're gonna let you go, dude.
All right, dude. Take it easy. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Oh my God, that is not fucking right.
Hey, I did play with the tester pack at Rancho Adult, and it was kind of fun.
Not my idea of a fun time, but thank God for this. Saved by the goddamn bell. Murphy's in shock. I'm going to do the closing alone tonight, it sounds like.
Oh my God.
That was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm the severely damaged Murphy.
You are, dude. We want to say a big thank you to everybody who joined us this evening. Gorilla, Ikari, and Chief. Also, thank you and no thank you to fucking Studio Troll for pointing that shit out.
Actually, it was Chief who pointed that shit out.
Oh, God.
He's the cockhole.
You suck. Fucking Catholic. Fucking Catholic priest knowing how to electrocute your nuts.
And his ass.
Anyhow, we have a bunch of people we have to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for the studio space. Huge thank you to our syndicates, Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio, and Radio for Me.
Extreme!
Remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And you can go do that by going to podcast.lvrocks.com or checking out the archive on spankwagon.net. Big thank you to friends of ours, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
Tune in next week live. Find out what time for your syndicates. Have a good night and have a great week.
Retards out!
Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.